So your new album, Mr. Domino, drops on August 7th.
Yep.
I've listened to it already a little bit, and
I like it. Yeah.
Can you share the story behind the album title and what inspired the themes?
Yeah. It's basically a character. I get fixated on, like, you know, the Tyler, the Creators, the Bowies, and these people that, like, create characters with albums, and mm-hmm. I always thought that was cool, and I was having this problem with social media and TikTok. I hated it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to create someone that loved it, that, like, was obsessed with it, so I could play that role and shoot content and, like, enjoy myself in, like, the real world.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the whole concept behind Mr. Domino. He's this kind of guy that, like, can do everything that me, as a real person, I don't care about, or I'm fearful of, or whatever it may be. So,
awesome. Very cool. Your song Tangerine, it's been co-signed by Elton John, which is crazy. So cool. What does it mean to you to have such an iconic artist support your work?
It's unbelievable. I couldn't believe it when it happened. I don't believe it now. It's like, Elton John is an iconic figure in music, always will be. And to have him even say my name or say something I created, you know, he enjoyed, is unbelievable. It means a lot.
Yeah, very cool. So about your creative process. So how did you approach the creative process for Mr. Domino compared to your previous work? And were there any specific influences or experiences that shaped this album? I know you said, like, social media and stuff like that.
Yeah. I really wanted to sort of mature the sound in a way, spend more time with lyrics, spend more time with the writing on the instrumentation side. Mm-hmm. I feel like previously I was quick to just be happy with, like, what I had made and not question, like, oh, maybe I'll try this or change this or do that. And so Mr. Domino is like an album of sort of spending a bit more time on the process, on the writing, on the lyrics, and what I'm trying to get across, that a narrative, this character. It's deeper inside me.
Okay, awesome. So you describe stunts as a metaphor for the ups and downs of love and Mr. Domino. Mm-hmm. So can you elaborate on this and how you use this concept to convey the emotional journey in your music?
Yeah, I think it's like someone like an Evel Knievel or someone that's even able to just, you know, do stunts or whatever it may be. You're doing this element of, like, leaving yourself behind and just doing this thing that's, like, maybe it's dangerous or whatever. There's just great metaphors in that, and I wanted to pull from that within love, relationships, whatever it may be, work.
Yeah.
To embody more of, like, that stuntman attitude where it's like, you know, fuck it. It's just kind of, Evel Knievel, like, jumped over a school bus. I would never do that. Do I want a little bit of that mentality for just to get through life in certain areas? 100%.
Yeah, definitely.
So this is almost an overcompensation of, like, that's who I want to be, and I want to take little tidbits of that and, like, you know, embody it a little bit.
Awesome.
Because we can be afraid sometimes.
Yeah. Very true. You recently were featured on 21 Savage's Red Sky, marking your first entry into the Billboard Hot 100. So how did this collaboration come about, and what was the experience like working with him?
Yeah, it's it was wild. I started working more in publishing, which is like sort of producing, you know, music or doing vocal takes for whoever it may be, just kind of, you know, it's a widespread net publishing. It can land anywhere. But we had gotten a text, like, really late at night that 21 Savage needed something. He needed this specific thing to be sung. And so I tried it, and then we sent that through, and it wasn't right. And they're like, create, like, an original thing and see if that works. And so we created this, like, original piece and sent it over. And honestly, up until it was out, I really wasn't sure, like, where it was or if it was going to be a thing. And I had to just wait. And it came out, and I was like, oh my god, like, that, it's on there. Like, there you go. So that's kind of how that happened, and you know, it's wild, yeah. It's a wild
Very
thing.
Cool, yeah. Your work kind of crosses different genres, so how do you manage to maintain your unique sound while collaborating with artists from diverse musical backgrounds and having your music range different genres?
I think it's something I'm trying to, especially with this album coming out, I'm trying to sort of, you know, hone in on that sound.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been very carefree and like, whatever, I like the song, I like how it sounds, I will put it out.
Yeah.
Put it on the album, whatever. And I've never really thought about like, oh, you know, when you listen to the Strokes, it's the Strokes, every song. You're like, oh my god, that's the Strokes, and I know the Strokes. But for me, I've always just been like, I like this genre, I like this thing, I want to make something like that. And it's all the time changing. And I'm trying to, like, I think what I mean by mature earlier when I said this album is like, you know, just focus for a little bit. Focus up and like, you know, spend more time with things. And I love all of my previous work, but I want to do more cohesive, you know, stuff all in one album. So
yeah,
that's what I was trying to do.
Awesome. I know you said that you don't like TikTok and social media, but Tangerine is trending on TikTok.
For
I've
sure,
heard
yeah.
it. So how do you use social media to how do you see social media influencing music today? And do you think it's changed the way artists connect with their audience?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting, always changing, like, daily, it's always changing. I think you see the power of it and how useful it can be to someone that is trying to find an audience. But it's good to remember that there's no taming it or trying to sort of understand how it works. It relies heavily on natural viral thing. It's human nature, right? When a song just goes crazy, like a Benson Boone or whatever it may be, you know, I think it just happens. You can't try to like mechanically make it happen.
Yeah.
And I think hopefully it goes in a direction where it's benefiting everyone. And with Tangerine, it's been really, really cool to see. I have to keep my distance from that type of stuff because you're like, you can get trapped by like looking at, you know, numbers and things like that. And that's what I think a good point to your question is, it can probably be bad for mental health, bad for artists to get tied into it. But on the flip side, seeing the amount of videos and people just like enjoying life, doing things with my song in the background is really cool, and I love to watch all of that stuff and reshare it. And,
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I just have two general questions. So, do you have any advice for younger artists?
Dude, I don't know. With the landscape now and TikTok, I think just like, I think one thing that really remains true is like, just keep making music that you like, good music, and try to navigate how you market it in a healthy way. Like, that's all I can recommend. And don't try to do it overnight. It looks like everyone's doing it overnight, but it's not true. It takes time. It takes years. So I don't think that will ever change.
Yeah.
It will always take years and time and dedication. So yeah, that's my advice.
And then last question, can you describe your road to Lollapalooza? Not your like literal road, but like, how did you get there here? Were there any challenges, any special moments to highlight that you think helped your career get here?
A lot of keeping on going, like I said just then, like years. I think I've been doing this for like 7 years, and now I'm at Lala, and like 7 years ago, this is a pipe dream. Like, I'd never be here, but you can't quit. You have to just keep doing everything, even when you just feel like it's never gonna work out. Like, I don't know, just keep going and see where it takes you. It might work out, but
awesome.
That's the road to Lala. It's just keep on trucking, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add? Anything you want to say? No. You don't have to.
Mr. Domino, you know, August 7th.
I'm excited.
Out.
Oh, yeah. I have it pre-saved. Don't worry.
Yeah, and you're like an OG. So
oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh.